Well, you know, my thoughts are that, not to strictly call it posturing, but I think that life is good for all sides, and the game's at an all-time popularity. I think players are making good money, owners are making good money, and the fans are enjoying the product. And my feeling always is, you know, why mess with success? And when you got something good going, and I know the owners probably feel like we're getting too much of the pie here, but you know, there's always things like this, not necessarily opting out of a deal, but things that go on in terms of a negotiation. It doesn't mean anything immediately, and hopefully they come to an agreement. I feel very fortunate. I don't think many people or anyone in different sports, you know, I've played 15 years and never had labor stoppage, and that's pretty darn good. And hopefully, you know, common sense prevails and everyone comes to some sort of agreement to keep that going.
How's it going for you out here?
It's going good. Yeah, having a lot of fun. A lot of new faces. A lot of new faces happens every year in this league, but this year feels like even more. And you know, but I think a good group of guys, and everyone's working real hard to try to get this thing right.
John, can you give us your thoughts on the two new safeties they brought in? Have you had a chance to look at the guys who, I guess, are your competition?
I think they're both very good players. You know, Marlins had his success in the league, and same thing with Mark Vaughn. You know, I think competition brings out the best in everyone, and we got a long time till we're playing. But this is great work we're getting out here. We're all pushing each other, and that's a good thing.
You feel you're getting the shot that you wanted to get when you came here?
I think, you know, we got all that clear, and I am getting that shot, and that's all you can ask for. You know, as I said, then you're never given anything in this league. Haven't been. A little different situation than I've been in the last 12, 13 years of my career, but that's all right. You always need a new challenge and something to keep you fresh and out of your comfort zone, and that's, you know, it's here, and I'm having a good time out there.
John, is this maybe the first step towards putting last year, just make it last year, putting that out of your mind?
You know, you always look forward to getting back out on the field, particularly after a year that turns out the way that you really didn't want it to finish. And I think, you know, there's a lot of pride in this organization, and you know, it just simply is not good enough what's happened the last couple of years. And we got to find a way to fight ourselves out of it. You know, that's the start of this right now. It started in the offseason program. It goes on out here, and we need to get better each and every day.
How do you feel?
Feel good. Feel real good. Feeling like I'm moving well out there and enjoying myself. It's football, and that's what I love to do. I love to play football. I love to, you know, teach younger guys how to play the game and prepare themselves in the right way. And you know, love being a part of trying to make a team successful. And we've got to do some things differently than we have last couple years. And I think the coaches have put a good plan out there. Now it's our job to buy into that, take ownership in it, and execute it and turn it into success on the field.
So many new faces, a couple of new linebackers. I mean, Dwayne coming over from the Jets.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself watching these guys, seeing how everybody's blending? How much time does it take until you guys?
I find myself calling a lot of people by their number because I don't know their names yet. And then, you know, you hear Nico, Nico around here has always been Nick Ferguson, but now it's Nico.
Kudavides.
And so there's a lot of new faces, but getting to know them, and that's why it's good to be out here. We get to know each other, learn to trust each other, because that's, you know, so important to the team, that you know your teammates, that you trust them, and we're off to a good start there.
John, off the field tomorrow, the Boys and Girls Club is having their Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
The legacy he's going to leave on that.
Well, he's going to leave a terrific legacy, and he's going to leave a legacy in the teen center for the kids down there, where they can go. And, you know, Boys and Girls Club motto is a positive place for kids, and I think that's what D. Will, you know, wanted when he was with us, and I think he still wants. And I think it's wonderful to honor him and for him to be represented in that way. And it's going to be a proud day for his family, for us, and for everyone involved.